The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio and Lamar's and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. The first question will come from the Denison Bulletin and Review's Gordon.
Yes, Senator. I have a question about the amount of U.S. effort to fight ISIS. Do you think the U.S. can fly more sorties to fight ISIS, and what about ground troops and arms for Egypt and Jordan?
By sorties, you mean airplane flights, right?
Correct.
Yes. Well, let me tell you a statistic that's kind of disconcerting whether we're using effectively what we have available right now. I heard Senator Graham, who's in the National Guard, you know, and he's also has been to Iraq and Afghanistan so many times you can't count it. But he says 75% of our planes return with their bombs not being used. So somehow it seems to me like there's a lot of waste of the resources we already have. I believe the best answer to your question is something I have been saying for a few weeks about should we be doing more in regard to ISIS. And I might surprise you, but what we've been doing up till now, bombing and American troops there as trainers and as intelligence people and, to encourage and all that sort of stuff, not in the front lines, in other words, I think is the best we can do right now. Now, maybe next week I'll give you a different answer because things with war are constantly changing. And one of the things that I'll bet prompts your question is the president's decision to send over another 450 American troops to work with the Sunni branch of Islam that is the minority there in Iraq because they could be more useful, but the Iraqi government doesn't seem to be smart enough to make use of them, to embed our troops, to train and encourage and be intelligence as our other, I don't know whether it's 2,000 troops that we already have over there serving that same purpose. I just hope and I don't see a need right now to put more Americans in harm's way.
But what about arming or sending arms to Egypt and Jordan, who seem to be willing to fight ISIS? Or is there a concern that our weapons will end up being shot back at us at some point?
Not by Egypt for sure,
or
Jordan for sure.
Right.
I don't have that problem. No, I think that's things we ought to be doing.
Concerning the renewable fuel standard, can public comment turn the tide with the EPA, and should it be turned so that the standard goes back to what Congress ruled?
Yeah. I think the law ought to be followed, and I think there ought to be a court case brought by the ethanol industry saying that EPA has acted against the law by cutting back the amount of ethanol that big oil has to do. And unless that's done or unless Congress takes action, and I'm in regard to the latter one, I'm doubtful that we'll get the votes to do that. It ends up being a big victory for big oil within the EPA bureaucracy, and that's what's so disconcerting about it. But it does do harm to the ethanol industry. We don't get to E15. Their infrastructure for E15 won't be there with them cutting that back now. Now, your question dealt more with people's comments.
Right.
I announced yesterday, I think it's regulation.org. I encourage people to go to regulation.org and make their comments, similar to what was done before these rules really came out. But you have an opportunity to do it a second time now because they redrew those original rules, and they're back at it right now. But people play a very important role in the rulemaking process. I think sometimes Bureaucracies ignore it. Sometimes they try to get around that requirement, but the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 gives people an opportunity for comment, sometimes short periods of 60 days, sometimes long periods of 6 months to comment. People should take advantage of it, but sometimes bureaucracies don't give it the proper attention that they should. But the whole rulemaking process is meant to have popular input.
Dennis?
One thing I wanted to ask you, and your thoughts about the Waters of the United States ruling that came out with the EPA.
Yeah, and let me go back to Gordon just for a minute before I answer your question. I gave the wrong internet address. It's regulations.gov. But anyway, what you're talking about was part of a hearing I had before Judiciary Committee and also a bill that was voted out of the Environment Committee this week to undo the Waters of the U.S. rule, make EPA go back with more restrictions on what they can do. But perhaps that bill may not pass. If it passes, then the president vetoes it. You know, it's not going to become law. So then that brings you to my final answer to your question, or the last chance we probably have this year is to put a rider on an appropriation bill along the lines of none of the money in this EPA appropriation bill can be used to carry out Waters U.S. That doesn't do away with the rule, but it neuters it for the year of the appropriation and could be renewed from year to year.
Senator, as you know, the bird flu has been very devastating to the state of Iowa, the economy, and particularly, of course, the poultry industry. Has Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, has he yet scheduled any type of a hearing dealing with the bird flu?
Yeah, July 7th.
Okay, yeah. And are those strictly going to be in Washington, or will you have some field hearings out in the throughout the states?
Well, I think they'll be in Washington, but we're going to have people coming in from around the country to testify. In other words, it's just not federal officials that are going to be testifying. I'm sure the Secretary of Agriculture will lead off, but we'll have all kinds of points of view that will be presented before the committee. Back to Gordon.
Yes, Senator. Do you think the federal government should or ever would step in concerning the lawsuit in central Iowa over the, it's from the Des Moines Water Works over the drainage districts?
I think it would be wrong for the federal government to step in. And I think there's probably a lot of people in this administration that would make the decision to step in, would probably applaud what Des Moines is doing, even though I disagree with what they're doing, and probably sit back and hope that Des Moines Water Works wins, and that in turn that becomes a precedent for a lot of other suits in other states. Now, that's what's bad about it, but it's just kind of bad to say that the Clean Water Act, which was meant to stop pollution from what we call point source pollutions, which means what comes out of a pipe, runoff from a farmland into a river, particularly when only God determines if it's going to rain 10 inches or not. That's not the farmer's fault, but to sue the farmer. Now, I know they're suing the drainage district, which in turn is suing the farmer because the farmer land through the property tax supports the drainage district. It's just the wrong thing to do, and I hope that precedent doesn't happen, and I hope that there will be a motion before the courts to throw out the suit so it doesn't even get to argument. Thank you, Dennis and Gordon, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.